Join Sing Out in celebrating folk music radio legend Gene Shea's 80th birthday with a concert in his honor on Sunday, March the 1st at 3 p.m. with a gala reception after the show. This very special event will be held at the First Unitarian Church of Philadelphia, 2125 Chestnut Street. Special guests include Tom Paxton, Janice Ian, Sonia, Silk City, Kim and Reggie Harris, John Flynn, Julie Gold, Full Frontal Folk, plus special guests. Full details and tickets are available at singout.org. Let's honor Gene for his many years of service with a full house. Sing Out magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out radio magazine. This is the Sing Out radio magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from the collection Steppin' on the Blues from Lonnie Johnson. We just heard Lonnie and Eddie Lang perform Guitar Blues from back in 1929. Our program this week is called Back to Shellac, and you'll understand as we proceed through the show. With the introduction of the CD back in the early 1980s, many thought it would lead to the demise of vinyl recordings. However, in the past few years, there's been a grand resurgence in the popularity of the LP. In the same fashion, classic 78s are more cherished than ever, with rare recordings fetching huge sums in auctions worldwide. There's a wonderful new project simply called the 78 Project, where recording engineers have traveled across the U.S. with a vintage 78 cutter to record musicians, much in the way it was done in the 1920s and 30s. The 78 Project has yielded two LPs and a documentary film, which is in circulation across the United States. We're going to open the program with three selections from their second LP, and we'll lead off with Cajun fiddler Louis Michaud from the Lost Bayou Ramblers, along with his wife Ashley and the great Corey Ledet on accordion, with a tune recorded back in 2013 in Armandville, Louisiana. Trope Mon Chapeau. This is from the 78 Project on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
My little will that gate, you pass my door. You pass my gate, you pass my door, but you'll never pass my 44. Freight train side by side. Two freight trains side by side. Don't know which one I wanna ride. Love, oh, careless
We're going back to shellac on this week's Sing Out Radio Magazine. And those were three selections from the brand new recording, The 78 Project Volume 2, in which recording engineers went across the United States with a Presto disc recorder, much like they did in the old days, recording people with one shot each time. They couldn't redo it. They couldn't overdub it. One shot, and that was it. And we just heard Reverend John Wilkins, who's a minister and a blues man from down in North Mississippi. And we heard, I Want Jesus to Walk With Me. That was recorded in a chapel in Como, Mississippi, in September of 2012. And before that, you might recognize the name John Riley as an actor. He was teamed there with Tom Brousseau with the old traditional tune Careless Love, recorded in Los Angeles in January of 2013. And we let off that little set with Louis Michaud, Ashley, his wife, on guitar, and Corey Ledet on accordion, and Trotman Chapeau, recorded in Louisiana, September 17th, 2013. Recordings from the 78 Project, Volume 2. And if you want more information about that project, you can log on to the78project.com. Information about the LPs and a schedule for the movie's screenings across the U.S. As I said, we are going back to shellac. This is probably the earliest 78 recording I have in my CD collection. I collect them on CDs rather than on the big old discs. This is the Osmond Dudley Trio, recorded in 1906 with a tune called Dixie Girl on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Thank you.
trying to have all the fun. Spoon alone, jump up and say nobody run. Well, you know I'm long gone from Kentucky. Long gone and got away lucky, cause I'm gonna leave so keen I'll be just like a submarine. Well, my woman poked her head out from the winter's a bit. Said, please don't let him kill Mr. Little Hat dead. That's no use of worrying, sweet mama, I ain't gonna be here long. Darling, not to sing this worried song, cause I'm gonna leave so keen I'll be just like a submarine. Well, once I know the man that called him Austin Jack. Stop and put the bloodhound right on my track. Cause the bloodhound just could not catch my scent. Do you know they couldn't tell where the little head went? Cause I lived so keen, he was just like a submarine. And if he just puffing and flying, ought to see me when I reach up really caught and blind. They said, that's another long gone from Kentucky. Long gone and done got away like you called your little zucchini, just like a submarine. Keep on talking, I'll lead you in. Well, you keep on talking till you make me mad. Well, I tell you about the money that your father had. Cause I don't play the dozen, I declare, man, and neither ten.
Around the little town, your head chock full of rum. I can't send you over town for a little step, boy. But you ain't sitting in a no man lap. Now if you want to be this brown and white, bring it with you when you come. Play it out now.
This is the Sing Out radio magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1507. And remember, we're also available on iTunes. This is the Sing Out radio magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This week's theme comes from the CD Steppin' on the Blues from Lonnie Johnson, and we just heard Playin' with the Strings, recorded back in 1928 in Memphis, Tennessee. We are going back to shellac this week on our program, listening to a bunch of 78, some of my very favorites, mostly because of the 78 Project, a wonderful documentary film which is making the rounds, as well as a 2-LP set of new recordings made on 78 cutters. We just heard Cannon's Jug Stompers with one of their best-known tunes, Bring It With You When You Come, from back in 1930, and that's from the best of Cannon's Jug Stompers on Yazoo Records. And before that, one of my very favorite old blues players is Little Hat Jones, and we heard Kentucky Blues from a collection called Texas Blues Guitar from 1929 to 1935. And Little Hat recorded that in Chicago in 1930. That's on DA Records. And before that, we heard from King Oliver's Creole Jazz Band, featuring King Oliver and Louis Armstrong, both on the cornets, and Lil Hardin, who would become Louis's wife, on the piano. Recorded back in 1923, we heard the Canal Street Blues, and that was from a Blues Forever recording, the best of King Oliver. And we let off that set with an ancient recording made back in 1906 Vess Osman on the banjo, a fellow whose last name was Dudley playing the mandolin, and Roy Booten on the harp guitar, the Osman-Dudley trio with Dixie Girl. And that's from a collection called Rags to Rhythms on Memphis Archives Records. We are going back to shellac this week and listening to 78s. You would think from what we generally hear in this country that the only recordings that were recorded on 78 were blues or old-time music. But Irish music was recorded as well, and Michael Coleman was the dean of Irish fiddlers. Here's his take from back in 1927 on Lord MacDonald, and if you listen real closely, you can tell that this is what later became Leather Breeches. Here's Michael Coleman on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Thank you.
cierto que te quité. Y mi mamá lo sufrió, y con el palo y la escoba todo lo descompuso. Y con el palo y la escoba todo lo descompuso. Vendo cebolla, la papa araucana, un saco de trigo a mi prima Juliana. Muchos saludos a mi tía y a mi mamá, mi tía Petuña y mi ñaña Juana.
Golden Gate Quartet, recorded back in 1937, and Travelin' Shoes. That's the title track of their reissue on Bluebird RCA Records, Travelin' Shoes, from the Golden Gate Quartet. And before that, We heard some music from Chile from the 1930s, a group called Las Cuatro Huasas. And we heard La Papa Aruchana, and that's on a recording called Hot Women, put together by R. Crumb, and it's on the Kine and Aber label. And before that, we heard from Saul Hoopy, the great Hawaiian guitarist, and his take on Farewell Blues from the Rounder collection called Hula Blues from Saul Hoopy. And we let off that set with Michael Coleman from his monumental recording on Gail Lynn, which collects a whole bunch of his old 78s. We heard Lord MacDonald recorded for Columbia back in 1927. Michael Coleman. Well, back during the folk revival of the late 50s, early 60s, a lot of musicians used as the path mark for their careers a set of recordings put together by Harry Smith called the Anthology of American Folk Music. They were on LPs, and they were reissues of 78s from his collection. We're going to listen to a couple of tracks reissued by Smithsonian Folkways on CD from the anthology. We're going to lead off with Eck Robertson, who was one of the very first hillbilly fiddlers to make recordings. This is his take on the Brilliancy Medley. Here's Eck Robertson as we go back to Shellac on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Way by the water so blue, infant was lonely and sad. She took him in pity and thought him so pretty, and it made little Moses so glad. She called him her own, her beautiful son, and sent for a nurse that was near. She called him her own, her beautiful son, and sent for a nurse that was near.
Thank you.
If you collect reissues of 78s on CD, oftentimes the name Joe Bassard will be listed as one of the contributors contributing recordings to that collection. He also had his own record label called Phonotone Records. He's from down in Frederick, Maryland. And there is a wonderful documentary on Joe Bassard, called Desperate Man Blues. If you have any interest at all in record collecting, it's essential watching. We just heard a fellow named Blind Thomas and the Wanda Russell's Blues. Blind Thomas turned out to be John Fahey. That was recorded back in April of 1960 on Phonotone Records. And instead of using a disc cutter, Joe used quarter-inch tape. That was Blind Thomas. It's from the recording Phonotone Records on Dust to Digital reissues. And before that, from the Smithsonian reissues of the Anthology of American Folk Music, we heard Little Moses from the Carter Family, and we heard Eck Robertson's Brilliancy Medley, the Harry Smith collection of 78s that was so influential. Hope you've enjoyed our program Back to Shellac. I've shared with you some of my favorite 78 reissues. And remember, that great new project called The 78 Project is traveling around the country showing their documentary film. For more information, you can log on to the78project.com. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1507.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning. I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning. I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song,